It is first good to be with you all today to fill in for your pastor who is on vacation, in Israel. My wife was there maybe two months ago. Dr. Corpes, my wife Yvonne, she was there and she had an excellent time, told me she would like to stay over there. And we just moved here to Memphis, so. But she said it's a very nice place, and to visit the place that Jesus habitated and traveled, I'm sure that is a, I've been in the military 20 years and I haven't had the opportunity to go there. Been a lot of places, but never the opportunity to go there. So we will pray for your pastor as she, I think, took a group of people with her to explore and to visit and discover some of the things where Jesus habitated. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I'm filling you out now. See, can I get a little amen or here or there? And as I indicated to Tom, the head musician, by next week we're gonna have this down, okay? It'll be a little rough today, and we will absorb it all in, and we'll have the procedure and the process down. So you all pray with me and bear with me, and Vanessa is surely not gonna let me down. And we're gonna get this all in sync with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's will and the Holy Spirit, amen, who will correct us and guide us along the way. Let us pray. Yahweh, our Father, who art in heaven, how holy and precious is thy name. We come today standing on the promises that you will never leave us or forsake us. We come before you as humble as we know how, knowing that you are almighty and an all-loving God. God, we thank you for Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, who came as a propitiator of our sins. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. When Jesus had to depart planet Earth, you left us. He left us with the Holy Spirit, that it may admonish us, guide us, direct us, correct us, and direct us to the destination that you have for us. For that we say thank you. Thank you for this congregation, fellowship, and love that has been expressed here. Ask that you bless them and bless us, that there will be a word from the Lord today. God, be with us now as we proceed in your program. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. I was looking at TV, and this man, in an Allstate commercial, asked in a very deep voice, he said, "Are you in good hands?" Good question, isn't it? If you are concerned about your earthly possessions, and if you are concerned about the things that you need while you are down here on earth, that's a good question. But I have a more profound question for you today, and that is, are you covered under the blood? Are you covered by the blood? I want you to meditate on that today, because we all need insurance, whether it be on planet Earth, but most importantly, we need insurance to ensure that our soul arrives safely back to God who gave it to us. Amen. Today, is our Communion Sunday, where we reflect on the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We reflect on God the Father, Jesus, His only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit by partaking in the bread and wine. But to elucidate where we are right now, as we continue on this journey of faith, today's message is going to be, we have come this far by faith. Say that with me. We have come this far by faith. I believe that we are gathered today here in the right time, in the right place, with the right people, even though some of you just met me. This is the right time and the right place for me, and this is the right time and right place for you. For we are here to celebrate the Lord's Supper, celebrate the Eucharist, which the Lord Jesus Christ himself instituted. So it has been a journey based upon our faith and based upon the fact that we are covered, you are covered by the blood of the Lamb. As you reflect on that question, are you covered by the blood of the Lamb? I believe you can get an affirmation that, yes, I am covered by the blood of the Lamb, therefore I've come this far by faith. And the Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. However, whatever has to do with life has to be tested. Mankind designed and built a flying a machine, and I understand we got a pilot somewhere in the church today, but built a flying machine, but he would not entrust that flying machine with humans until each component of that aircraft had been tested. No drug is administered to human beings until it has been tested and tried, more especially by the FDA. So we can celebrate today the fact in our worship experience, Farmington Presbyterian Church, because I believe this church has been tested and tried. Not knowing the history of this church, I just know that you have been tested and tried, and therefore you have come this far by faith. Every block of gold must pass through the furnace if it is to shine, and I see some lights shining in Farmington Presbyterian Church today. Because of God's grace and God's mercy, he has brought you to this pivotal moment that now all we have to do is celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And how oft do we celebrate? We do it until our Lord and Savior come again to receive us. So that going to church Sunday after Sunday, every Sunday, our work and our efforts down here on earth will not be in vain. In order to take a look at someone in our biblical text who was covered by the blood and had the protection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are going to look in Genesis 12th chapter, the first verse. Take a look at Abram and Sarai. Abram and Sarai. In Genesis 12:1, the Lord said to Abram, "Get thee out of the country and from thy kindreds and from their father's house," listen to this now, "into a land that I will show you," later, "that I will show thee. Abraham was called by God to enter into Abram was called by God. He's not yet Abraham. Abram was called by God to enter into a covenant relationship. So as we, in our own communication with God, we are called by God to enter into a covenant relationship, but we are reflecting on one who is covered by the blood, and that is Abraham, who you know became the progenitor of our nations. And look at what God told him. God is not limited in the things that he can do for us. God is not limited, but because he's all powerful, he's all present, and he is all knowing. So anything we need, we can depend on God to get it. Listen at the covenant, how it goes here. God told Abram in verse 1-4, I will make thee a great nation. Bless thee, I will make thy name great, and then shall be a blessing. And he went on to say, I will bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. Going through the military, spending a career in the military, that stood out to me and hit me right directly into the face. He said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Oh, that spoke to me. And he said, it shall be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse thee. And then he said, in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Let's look at the fine print. Not some families. He said, in thee, all families will be blessed. And that's all the stuff that God promised Abram. And let's see what Abram had to do. You would think that Abram had to do a lot in return, right? You think that Abram... a plate would be full with responsibility, but all Abram had to do was to obey. Obey. God, as he entered into a covenant with you, all you have to do is obey. Now, do we find it hard to do? Well, it's difficult. Let me tell you what my mother said about that. My mother used to tell me when I was a little boy, the way is simple, but it's not easy. The way is very simple, but it is not easy. Because she said there are a lot of tests, and there are a lot of trials and tribulations, and she said there are also a lot of ups and downs and a lot of hills and valleys. And there is a series of events that we must go through in order that we grow. Amen? Because if we don't go through a series of events, we will become complacent and just sit around and wither up. We will not grow. Therefore, God has to put us in the several scenarios in order to make us grow. Now Abram got this commission from God, and all he had to do was obey, and he obeyed. He packed up and set out on a journey. Now, but the first thing I imagine that Abram would do is that Abram probably said, I got to have a yard sale. I gotta have a moving sale. I can't take all this stuff from Mesopotamia all the way across to Canaan. And so, you know, he did not do that. God told him to keep all that you have, your maid servants, your male servants, and all of your cattle and stock and go to a place, get this now, that I will show you. How many of you would be willing to just pack up and go, waiting on further instructions for God? I started to say, raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. That's putting a lot on us, isn't it? To just pack up and go and wait for further instructions. Dr. Corpez and I moved around in the military, and sometimes it seemed like that we just packed up, not literally, but we packed up and just waiting to go and didn't know where we was going. But realistically, we had the protection of the military, even though we didn't know where we were going. But you just pack up and go. That would be very difficult for us to do. But that's the kind of faith, that is the kind of faith that Abram had, and Abram acted on that faith. And guess what, church? God never did forsake him or leave him in a situation that he could not handle. Amen? So we can trust God today. When God gives us a task to do or send us in a particular place, that God is going to be with us all of the way. God is going to equip us to do what God tell us to do. He's going to be there before we get there, wherever God has told us that we need to go. God will never leave, nor will God forsake us. Amen. So we find in that, according to Isaiah 55:8-10, see, God don't necessarily think like we think. Neither is God's ways our ways. For as the heavens are above the earth, God's ways are above our ways, and God's thoughts are above our thoughts. So shall God's word goeth out of his mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish all that it pleases in God. It will prosper wherever God sends it. Amen. Now, whatever you do, you must have the faith factor, which will eliminate the fear factor. Amen. Because there was a lot of fear in just packing up and trusting God and stepping out on God's word and doing something because the Bible teaches us to walk by sight, but not to walk by sight, but that is what we are conditioned to do. We are conditioned to walk by sight. If we can't see it, we don't believe it. If we can't see it, we don't trust it. Amen? Let's just get for real here. Abram, he was standing on the promises of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I said, periodically, God will test you to see where you are on your faith journey. And it's really very simple. There's a formula I found and conjured up myself for having faith. It says, no faith, no blessings. Little faith, little blessing. Lots of faith, lots of blessings. Stop. Don't make the mistake to look at things that is associated with money in this capitalistic society and call it a blessing. It could be the worst thing that could happen to you because there is a dilemma in our society, because in this capitalistic society, everything hinges on some monetary type of reinforcement of reward. But we can't equate our blessings with money. As I go through this life and grow, I realize there's so much more that is important to me than that doesn't have any monetary value. Amen. I remember my mother living in Mississippi some years ago, had a little air conditioner unit, and it sat there, and I said, oh God, this thing is 5 years old, 10 years old, I better save up some money so I can get my mother another air conditioner unit when that goes out. 20 years, that air conditioner unit was still producing and cold. And like I said, everything that has to do with blessings doesn't necessarily have to do with money. We can't put no money on it. Amen? Because Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us that trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways, the Bible tells us to acknowledge God, and God will direct your pathway. And that's if you have been covered by the blood. God will direct your path because faith sees things we do not see. Faith believes things we do not believe. Faith does things that we will not do. We are saved by faith. We walk by faith. We endure by faith. We rejoice by faith. We serve by faith. We love by faith. We sacrifice for our families by faith. We pray and worship by faith. We marry and even have children all by faith. Therefore, we have come this far by faith, leaning and depending on Jesus Christ. Now, someone said you can easily have faith, Reverend, when your marriage is good, you got money in the bank, and everything is going well. It's sort of easy to have faith. But when the dark days come in and the cancer returns and your friends betray you and you lose your job and your favorite elder deacon or deaconess fail to nurture you in a proper way, and then your pastor end up disappointing you, it is difficult to have faith. That's why we have to be put in these scenarios and events in order to test us and try us, and in the end, it will make our faith grow a little bit stronger. Do you want to grow? Do you want your faith to grow today, Farmington? Do you want to get stronger in your faith walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? If you do, don't you mind being tested and tried as did Abram? Let's look at Abram. Abram was 75 years old. 75 years old. Now the first thing I thought of, 75 years old, I should be safely retired. I should be safely retired by 75. And can you imagine God sending a 75-year-old out on a mission? Amen. Oh, just say, what an awesome God we serve. 75-year-old Abram being sent out along with his wife, Sarai. And as they went on this journey, when they arrived in Shechem, the Lord appeared to Abram and he said and reassured him again that I am going to give you all of this land And I'm going to make you the father of many nations. Now that confused him, because here he is at a point in his life where he is passing the childbearing stage in his life. Here he is at a point where he is really, really ready to retire and just play with the grandkids, amen. But here God is sending him out on a faith mission. And get this, when he got to Canaan, there was a famine there. There was a famine in Canaan, and he had to keep going to Egypt. Now, if I would have gotten to Canaan, what I would have said was, oh God, you done sent me out here. Isn't that what we say? You have sent me out here. I could have starved back there. You have sent me out here to starve. But no, he went on south to Egypt. And he is not a perfect individual. Abram was not perfect. He still trusted in God. And he still was obedient to God's word. Because in the covenant, God would do all the work. All the responsibility was on God's shoulders. All he had to do was to obey. And that's where our faith level got to get to. When they got to Egypt, he and Sarai, they saw the Egyptians, the princes of the Pharaohs. And when they got there, Abram, being very human, he said, now I tell you what, wife, why don't you tell them that you are my sister? Why don't you tell them that you are my sister? Because the Bible tells us that Sarai was fair to look upon. And in fear of his life, he told his wife to say that you are my sister. But I'm here today to tell you that God's will is going to get done. Amen. No matter what mistakes we make along the way, no matter what trials and tribulations we run into, God's will is going to get done on this earth as it is in heaven. Do you believe that today, church? So you can just trust in God and keep on going. And everywhere he went, Abram was blessed. The king said, you lied to me, Abram. This is your wife. You take your wife and get out of here, and I'm going to give you more sheep, more cattle for you to take with you. Everywhere he went, even though things looked bleak, he was blessed. And when they got back to Canaan, the Bible tells me that God will keep his promises. Do you believe that? God will keep his promises. God appeared to him again and told him that he and Sarai will have a child. Get this. This 100-year-old man and this 90-year-old female, God told them that you are going to have a child. And Sarai and Abram, they just laughed and laughed and laughed until they laughed upon Isaac, their firstborn son. Amen. All things, what I'm trying to say, is possible with God. Things are impossible with mankind or humankind, but with God, all things are possible. If God makes you a promise, I am here today to tell you that you can stand on the promises of God. Amen. Because as I look in the file, in the biblical file, God have never broken a promise that God has made to his children. Amen. And if you are covered by the blood today and enter into a covenant relationship with God, God will protect you provide you with all that you need, keep his arms around you, guide you with his grace and mercy, and you will never miss a beat. Do you believe that today, Farmington Presbyterian Church? I'm sure there's been situations around here where you didn't know where the church was going to go to, the next step the church was going to make, the next direction that the church was going to go in, but God was always there to provide for you, because somebody here in this church apparently is covered by the blood of the perfect Lamb. Amen. Do we believe that? Are there anybody out there feel that they are covered by the precious blood of the Holy Lamb of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? So God, we remember that when Abram got to this point, Abram built an altar as a memorial, as we're going to take communion today, as a memorial to remember that God is God, and beside God, there is none other. Amen? Well, to take a look at God's faithfulness to humankind, not only was he faithful to Abram and Sarah, he changed their name, Sarai, to Sarah, and he changed Abram's name to Abraham, meaning a lot of folks, because he was going to be the progenitor of the world. He had told him earlier, you remember, look up, and as many stars as you see, you are going to have that many offsprings. Amen? And as we read our Bible, we know that God's word came true. Now, here's the ultimate test. Sometimes we think, oh God, I passed this test, that test. But here's the ultimate test. After taking Abraham 100 years to get this little boy, God, he thought, was going to tell him to take this boy up to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him. Oh, that's hard. I waited 100 years to get this boy, and now God is telling me to take him up and offer him as a living sacrifice. That to me would be the ultimate test. Amen. But you know what? Abraham loved God apparently more than he thought he loved his only son, because he was obedient. He was obedient. And he went to do this task for God. And God, after realizing how obedient Abraham was, God, when Abraham got ready to slay his son, you know the story about there was a ram in the bush. And God sent an angel and said, "Hope, there is a ram in the bush for the sacrifice." Amen. But God will test and try you. And in order for you to pass the test, I want to leave you quickly with three things. Number one, that is to obey, is to believe in the Almighty's God. Believe in his character. Believe that there is a beginning, and to believe that God is the Alpha and the Omega. Believe that God is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and believe that there is an ending to all of this that we chaos that we live in this world. There is an ending, and God will assure you that there is a place where the wicked shall cease from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest. There will be no more pain, there will be no more cancer, there will be no sickness, there will be no more disease. Believe that our Almighty God has gone to prepare a place for us and where he has gone, that one day we will make it there also. Movement number two, the second thing I want you to remember is to always obey the word of God. Because the Bible, believe it or not, Ripley, believe it or not, still has all the answers. Prayer still works. God still inhibits your praise. And there is room at the cross for everyone. Sometimes we think we get stingy. We think we're running out of things and we begin to hoard things down here on this earth. But there is room at the cross for everyone. And the third thing is, I want you, no matter how bleak the situation look, how difficult things appear, I want you to take a deep breath, because all you got to do is lean on God. For we are on a faith journey. I want you to serve him and stay on the battlefield for God until God says, "Servant, well done. You have been faithful over a few things. Come on up, and I will make you ruler over many." If you are covered by the blood, you can cheer up today, because God is going to protect you. God's blood is going to protect you until you arrive safely at your eternal destination. And that's something that we can applaud God for, is it not? Let's give God a round of applause, that God is going to make sure we get to our final destination. All we have to do is keep our hand in God's hand, trust in God, and obey God's word. God bless you today, and we will look forward to seeing you on next Sunday. God bless you.